Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Martin Ward?
This is T. Who is this?
Hi, this is Zerion from XPO Installations. I'm calling because I have my technician on the other line who was informing me that he was unable to perform the installations because the house is still under construction. Just wanted to reach out to you to confirm that information.
See, the thing is, right? It was able to get installed. You get what I'm saying? But see, the reason my cabinets is not installed because I needed the appliances to be installed so I can fit around the cabinets perfect. You get what I'm saying? I done this multiple times. But he said it to me like, oh, I can't do all of the stuff is sitting right there for him to install it. But he said, oh, I can't do it because the cabinets is not in.
What he was saying was that along with the cabinets not being in, it was also the water and the electricity not being on because they would need to not only install, but they need to make sure that each appliance is working before they actually leave. And there's no way for them to do that without the water and the electricity.
That's not true. The water and electricity is there. And I said and told him that. I don't know if he didn't want to do the job or whatever the case may be, but I mean, I sat and told him, like, dude, I got electric and I have water. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I guess he didn't want to do the job, but like I said, the electric and the water is definitely there. They took pictures. I don't know whatever they had pictures, but it's water and electric there and gas right there.
So you're saying the water, the electric, and the gas is on. The only thing that isn't there is the cabinets.
Yes.
Okay. If you would, give me one moment. Let me consult and I'll be right with you, okay?
Yeah, because I can let you talk to my contractor right now.
Give me one moment, I'll be right with you, okay?
All right.
All right, Mr. Ward.
Yeah.
All right, one, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right, so I was doing some consulting, and we are unable to actually do those installations if the counters and the cabinets aren't in place, because we need to ensure before we leave there that everything is stable. There's no way to do that without those countertops and cabinets being in place. So under just being liable for that for those appliances, if anything goes wrong, there's no way for us to secure them.
How do you secure refrigerators?
Excuse me.
So, hold on.
How do you secure refrigerator and stove? Is there some kind of bolt app out?
It's making sure that everything is aligned, and making sure that all the countertops and everything is stable for the stove. Again, it just depends on exactly how everything is set up. And more than likely, they just felt that if they couldn't get everything done, then it would only be a delivery.
How come they just couldn't move the refrigerator inside the house?
They didn't move it.
How come they couldn't move the refrigerator inside the house?
They didn't put the refrigerator inside?
No, they put it in the garage. They said it didn't fit. I bust up from Best Buy thousands of times. They take the front door off. They unbox it. These guys just want to do a delivery. They don't want to make money for installs. They want to make money for deliveries.
Okay.
And then they don't want to do all of that. They don't want to unbox it. Most refrigerators don't fit through front doors. You take the door off. They didn't want to do it.
Okay. Now for that, as far as moving it in, I'd have to reach out to them to see. Right, so right now what you're saying is the only issue is the refrigerator was the one thing that wasn't moved in. It was just put in the garage with everything else. Is that correct?
Right. They didn't want to take the door off because it was too much work for them. It's too hot.
All right. I mean, give me one moment.
Door off and get inside.
Okay. Let me consult on that point as well, and I'll be right with you.
Tesla couldn't last. You know, it's behind the battery up.
Why are they being so bad? The high pressure fuel pump.
I'm like, man, if I buy one of them, I want to sound like a Cadillac. I want to
took it.
All right, Mr. Ward.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right, so as far as the refrigerator not being installed, that is definitely something that I'll be able to escalate for you. Whereas everything else needed those cabinets, the refrigerator doesn't need those cabinets and countertops to be in place in order to be installed. So I definitely get that escalated for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. But otherwise, everything else is okay. Everything else has been delivered, correct?
Yes. The refrigerator nor the stove needs to have cabinets to be installed. Not even the hood. You don't need cabinets to install a hood, a refrigerator, or a stove.
I can see with the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Again, I'm going to make sure that this matter gets escalated, and we're going to be reaching out to you, okay?
When?
I'm going to be speaking to someone who should be calling you shortly.
Yeah, because I need this installed as soon as possible.
Definitely understand. But if you don't mind, while I work on this, say I'm going to have someone get back in touch with you, okay?
Yeah, you can send someone else to come install it. You don't have to send them guys.
All right.
All right. I'll be waiting on the call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.